So lots to talk about when it comes to housing trends. We'll get into the details. But first, I have to ask you, folks that own homes here in Jacksonville are very excited that you have listed on Zillow.com of the top 10 housing markets around the country, Jacksonville, Florida, number 7. Very exciting.
It is exciting and long overdue if you think about, you know, how much pain and patience really homeowners in Jacksonville have had to endure over the last few years during the housing bust. And I think we're really starting to see a solid turnaround. And Jacksonville is one of the markets now that's seeing relatively low unemployment, good population growth, and has a good outlook for 2014.
And the only other Florida city to make the top 10 is Miami at number 5. What factors did you use to come up? You mentioned population growth, unemployment. What other factors went into this top 10 list?
The third factor was our forecast that we come up with, which is a one-year-out forecast that looks at what home values will do over the next year. And for Jacksonville, we're calling for another 3.1% appreciation over the next year, which might not seem a lot when you're coming off a year that had, you know, well into the high teens of appreciation, but that is a very solid growth rate for the next year, as many markets are actually slowing down a whole lot.
Here's a comment from a listener on our Facebook page. We placed our St. Johns County home on the market, and within 2 weeks, we received a cash offer. We're now buying an historic home in Murray Hill to live closer to the city's urban core. People who are looking to sell next year, the homes are going to be moving, aren't they?
They sure are. And, you know, it's not an understatement to say they've been going like hotcakes, especially during the summer. And, it's you know, a lot of folks out there have had that experience that you've had bidding war on homes, and you've had just, you know, such a frenzy to try to get your, either if you're a seller, you're seeing that your homes are going much faster, or if you're a buyer, it's a really tough market out there right now to actually get a house because there's very little inventory and there's a lot of demand for homes. So it's definitely a very hot market right now.
So it's great if you're a seller, but if you are looking to buy, you're anticipating at Zillow.com that actually getting a loan might be a little easier in 2014, that the credit restrictions might loosen a bit. Is that right?
Definitely, because we're noticing the mortgage rates are starting to climb, and our forecast called for mortgage to 30-year fixed mortgage rate to actually break the 5% sometime later in 2014. And you know, that's the bad news for buyers. It'll be a little bit more expensive to actually get a mortgage. However, I think that will make it easier, too, because as mortgage rates rise, you have less refinancing activity because most people will have refinanced on the way down or while we're very, very near the bottom at 3.5% for a 30-year fix. So now that mortgage rates are rising again, banks will have to make up for that business in some other way. And one of the hopes is that they will start to loosen credit standards ever so slightly so that they can have more customers come on. And that's good news for customers because credit standards have been very tight, and it's been rather tough getting a mortgage out there.
And then finally, Zillow's predicting that even with all of this excitement over the real estate market heating up, in general, home ownership rates are going down nationwide. Yes?
That's right. They have been on a climb down, and you know, they're right around 65% right now, and we think they'll continue to fall. You know, during the height of the bubble, they were very close to 70%, and that was too high to actually sustain. A lot of folks that you know, got a house weren't able to actually keep that house, and unfortunately were foreclosed on. And now that we experienced this housing bubble, we had a lot of foreclosures, and Florida was certainly a market that was very hard hit by foreclosures as well. We accumulated a lot of negative equity, and folks had to abandon their house and decide to rent for a while, or many of them will end up choosing to buy later on. But for right now, home ownership rates will continue to fall, and we'll continue to see more renters.
Fascinating to speak with you, and great news for our local real estate markets. Svenja, thanks so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa. It was a pleasure.
Svenja Goodell is the Director of Economic Research at the real estate website Zillow.com. Zillow listing Jacksonville as one of 2014's hottest housing markets. We'll have the complete list later up today on our website at wjctnews.org.